1985, Palestinian terrorists hijacked the Italian cruise ship Achille Lauro and murdered one of the passengers, an elderly, wheelchair-bound Jewish American. John Adams's opera, The Death of Klinghoffer, inspired some of his best music, but provoked a critical storm. After 21 years, it's finally reached London in English National Opera's new production, with Alan Opie as Klinghoffer. Filmmaker Penny Woolcock has experienced reactions to Klinghoffer firsthand after working with John Adams. She joins me to recount her experiences. Former BBC Middle East correspondent Tim Franks supplies the political context. And John Adams and his librettist Alice Goodman offer their own responses to the opera's reception. Join me, Andrew McGregor, for The Death of Klinghoffer. Tomorrow's Opera on Three at 6. And hear for yourself why, over a quarter of a century after the hijacking, the opera still divides opinion.
And that's here on BBC Radio 3. It's just gone 11 o'clock and time now for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
اسم الله عليك رب اسطنبول عليك. Palestine's Shahadi Brothers with their worldview of Middle Eastern music that they branded Nowheristan. And that track, Dibik Dibik, comes from their album Live at the Music Hall, but it also appears on a brand new collection celebrating the diversity of Lebanon's current music scene. It's called Radio Beirut and it's out on Monday on Galileo. Tonight's show has some great new releases, as ever, including a recent classy haul from Ireland, and our session comes from the London-based Balkan band Paprika. But let's turn to another recent guest on World on 3 first of all, Senegalese kora player, singer and composer Djabel Sissoko, whose new album, Kanabori Siyama, deals with a sense of roots and identity. And this particular track is a tribute in part to another great kora player from that Sissoko dynasty, Kaudeng Sissoko, who was one of the cornerstones of Baba Mal's original band, Dandy Lenol. Thank you. Staying in West Africa after that instrumental track at the heart of Jabel Sissoko's new album, Kanabori Siyama, we heard Mali's famous husband and wife duo, Amadou and Mariam, with a single from their new album, Folila, with guest appearance from American singer and writer Santigold, whose love of collaboration has seen her work with folks from Kanye West and the Beastie Boys to co-writing songs for Lily Allen and Christina Aguilera. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, where tonight's session will be a Romanian, Serbian, Greek, English mix of Balkan, Gypsy and classical influences that comes from the UK's Paprika. And there are new releases from Bulgaria with Kotarashki and from English duo The Hut People. Next up, though, is a track from Swedish trio Nordic, who bring together an unusual lineup of mandolin, nickel harpa and cello. And it's their cellist, Anders Lofberg, who's out front here with a piece written, I think, after a Boston restaurant. Very appropriate for a playing style redolent of the stringy root scene based in that city. Thank you. Absolutely barmy, but I love it. First of all, we had something of a Scandinavian old-time mashup from Swedish trio Nordic, and that comes from their new album Homage, and followed by Lucas Santana, a discovery of Brazilian legends Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso, but whose mission in life so far has been to find a new musical language as revolutionary as the other two's original Tropicália. And that remix by fellow Brazilian producer Alexander Coutinho would seem to indicate that he's making a pretty good job of that. This is Marianne Kennedy with World on 3, and we have a mix of home and away in the band featured in tonight's session. The British Balkan lineup of London's Paprika, led by Bogdan Vakarescu. They came into the studios a little earlier this week in very fine form, and they started out with Chaya Shukarie.
Thank you.
That was Chaye Shukaria from Paprika, and we have them playing live for us in session here on World on 3. And I'm joined just now by three of the members of the band, Bogdan, Kalia, the singer, and Vladimir, the guitarist. Now, we have had the band in a previous incarnation guesting with us at WOMAD before, but Bogdan, tell me about the makeup of the band as it stands today.
Well, we expanded the lineup, so we still have the violin, the two accordions, guitar, which is now electric guitar, a bass, and the drum section, you know, like percussion and everything.
And how did you all meet?
It was more or less of a chance, you know, like a series of events leading to one another. Some of us, they have the same background, like from the Royal Academy of Music. And then we just, then the guys from the accordion, they happen to live in the same city as Vlada here in back in Serbia. I mean, they used to live in the same city. Now we're all live in London. And we just connected in a way, you know. I said, hey guys, you know, we can do this nice little bit of music together. And we did it.
So we have, I suppose, music that we would call, if we were going to stick labels on it, is Balkan, it's Gypsy, but you all have, or a lot of you have a classical background as well. Vladimir, where do the borders lie in terms of the music that you're playing? When does Gypsy become much more straight classical?
To me, as I learn and as I play, there are less and less borders. You know, I can see and I can feel and I can hear that there are really not much differences between gypsy music or rock or pop or jazz, really. It's all chords and rhythms and notes. So maybe just change the rhythm there, just add some other scale there, and that's it, basically. But yeah, we have the melodic section of our band is classically trained, while the rhythm section comes from jazz, which is interesting. So while they do their stuff, you know, like their melodies, and you can hear that they're classically trained because you can hear that in their virtuosity. The rhythm section kind of understand each other because we have similar backgrounds.
Does that mean then that you find yourselves thinking about the music in different ways? Do you have to find an agreement between the back line and the...
This is the beauty, actually. No, this is the beauty, because we just all, at the rehearsals, we throw in all these ideas, but it's never about the actual... We never speak in terms of classical or jazz or anything. We just do it. We only think about, like, arrangements in terms of... where to drop out an instrument and when to bring it back in and stuff. But everybody just does it. We just kind of use a bit of intuition, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, just let it happen. I think, well, I can speak for myself, you know, like splitting the hair too much can only damage the music. You just go with it.
Yeah, and I think that when we start playing or rehearsing, I just forget everything that I know. And all starts and everything. Just go and play.
Just get on with
it. Yeah, see what's going to happen.
And, well, you've got members from Serbia, from Romania, from...
England.
From England. And Kalia, a relatively recent arrival in the band. You're from Greece.
I'm from Greece, yeah.
Does this mean that the sort of geographical borders disappear as well as the musical ones for you when you're making this music?
Yes, I suppose it does. And I mean, Greek music has a lot of elements of Balkan music in any case, particularly the music from Greek Macedonia and Thrace, so the northern areas that are bordering with Bulgaria. There's a lot of Balkan influence there. So I grew up with these sounds. So it was a nice opportunity to be able to guest with the band.
That first tune that you played for us, Chaye Shukaria, it's actually quite well known. Folk will have heard that somewhere.
I think people here have heard it before because it was featured in a popular movie called Borat by Sacha Baron Cohen. And I think it's one of the most famous Roma songs. I think the most famous version was done by singer Esma Recepova, which was featured in the movie.
Not your version, unfortunately. Yeah. You could have had the royalties.
I'm sorry.
But we're going to have a song next from Kalia. Tell me about this next one.
This is a song from Thrace, which is in the north of Greece, and it's about an apple tree that looks very ill. Its branches are bowing towards the earth. So the singer asks the tree, "What's wrong? Why do you look so unwell?" And the tree says, "Oh, I'm exhausted with love because I see from afar the young man walking towards me."
Beautiful. Thanks to Kalia, Bogdan and the rest of the Paprika guys. And there's more from them in a little while here on World on 3, where you're listening to me, Mary Ann Kennedy. Crystal Warren has been quietly making quite a mark in the last couple of years with her rich, intimate vocal tones and love of lyrics. A new album is out on her own label this time, following on from her debut. And the selection for her love songs was genuinely made on the back of a fag packet, although getting 150 songs, she says, she picked from would make for one very large cigarette carton.
I guess I got a food in my mouth. She won't tell me how to pull it out. It was something I said, but I don't know when. I swore up and down I wouldn't do it again. She just shrugged and she walked in away again. A lot more done. Now that I'm the only one, I don't have to talk. If I don't want to talk, I can leave a mess and to whom confess. But oh, mama, I'm lying through my teeth, mama, and I'm hungry too. Said I can't take being alone. She said blah blah blah, yeah yeah yeah, something else that I forgot. Then wham wham wham. So I said I apologize, and I've come to realize that I'm always wrong and you're always right. I'll remember that the next time we fight.
Je revois la ville en fête et en délire, suffoquant sous le soleil et sous la joie. Et J'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires qui éclatent et rebondissent autour de moi. Éperdu parmi ces gens qui me bousculent, étourdi, désemparé, je reste là. Quand soudain je me retourne, ils se reculent et la foule vient me jeter entre ses bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, écrasés l'un contre l'autre, nous ne formons qu'un seul corps. Et le flot serrant et fort nous pousse enchaîner l'un et l'autre et nous laisse tous deux épanouis, livrés et heureux. Entraînés par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse, une folle farandole, nos deux mains restent soudées. Et parfois soulever nos deux corps et lancer s'envole et retombe tous deux épanouis et délivrés. La joie éclaboussée par son sourire me transverse et rejaillit au fond de moi. Mais soudain, je pousse un cri parmi les rires quand la foule vient l'arracher entre mes bras. Emportée par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, nous éloigne l'un de l'autre, je lutte et je me débat. Mais le son de sa voix s'étouffe dans les rires des autres. Et je crie de douleur, de fureur et de rage. Et je pleure. Entraînée par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse une folle farandole, je suis emportée au loin. Et je crispe mes poings maudissant la foule qui me vole, l'homme qu'elle m'avait donné et que je n'ai jamais retrouvé.
Wow, what a lot of heart on sleeve going on there. One of the members of the Wainwright family that Crystal Warren cites as major influences from Father, Son and the Holy Martha, as she calls them. Martha, in this case, from her 2009 Edith Piaf tribute album, Sans Fusil ni Soulier à Paris. And before that, Crystal herself with a pair of songs from her new release on her own Parlour Door Records, Every Other Day and The Clod and the Pebble from Love Songs. So let's stay with the big emotions then and hear next one more track from the glorious Beginner's Guide to Flamenco, Jan Fairley's romp across all aspects of the genre, from family and classic traditional roots to bands like Seville's Son de la Frontera, whose crossing of musical boundaries brings the Cuban tres into the mix here.
Thank you. like a bird. Yeah, vivi dell'allegria. Niña mía, tienelo, diente, tienelo, diente, da ver comido, da ver comido, ya no leche.
Son de la Frontera was followed by a debut appearance by the Canadian Turkish band Minor Empire, World Music Award winners this year and last in Canada, and that came from their album Second Nature. So let's carry on with some transatlantic connections with the new release on Spain's Full Música label from Galician star Pancho Álvarez. Pancho has played a major role in Galician traditional music since the 80s, being a member at various times of seminal bands like La Nua, Mato Congrio and the Carlos Núñez Band. This is his fourth solo album, inspired by the Atlantic Ocean, from a Galician standpoint certainly, but also looking out to European, African and American lands and cultures whose shores frame that particular expanse of water. This one is by fellow Galician José Romero Suárez, A Camposa.
Arrivata la balena, si porta sulla schiena tutta la storia del cosmo, è la più grande del mondo, ma viaggia sulle ruote e si chiama Golia, ha perso la vita ma ha salvato la pelle, entrateci in bocca e vedrete le stelle. Del meccano dell'universo sovrano, perché la balena è un cannone puntato sull'abisso del cielo, un telescopio vivente tra la vita e niente. Venite, vedrete, è arrivata la balena e io la canto.
verano dell'apocalisse. Vedrete anche Ulisse che si affanna a tornare, le sirene, i ciclopi e le creature del mare dimenticate da Noè nell'arca della pancia. Non badate all'odore dell'artista ambulante, è pur sempre una carcassa di taxidermista, la carne imputridita, i gol sulla pista. La balena è un totem, è il nostro sacrificio. Spiaggiato che ancora si ostina a guardare, innocente come madre, come i fanciulli di Erode, e io la porto a voi affinché possiate liberarvi e brutalmente desiderare, selvaggiamente uccidere, picchiare e stuprare, sbranare nella santa anarchia del caos primordiale. Finché tutta la carne sia colata di dosso e restino lustre di sasso le ossa e ritorni l'ordine del silenzio.
Thank you.
absolutely glorious music. Following on from Pancho Alvarez's Sonce Atlantico, we had another track from Italy's Tom Waits, Vinicio Caposella, from his double album Marinai, Profeti e Baleni, inspired by writings about the sea. And remember, he comes to the Barbican with a shadow theatre realisation of that album on the 26th of this month. And finally, we came back to the Spanish North Atlantic coast with El Garotín from Asturias, but this time in the hands of the glorious, as I said, glorious trio at First Light, John McSherry and Francis McElduff from legendary Belfast musical families, and Donal O'Connor on fiddle, representing the Dundalk tradition just on the other side of the border, although he's living himself in Belfast these days. And that set came from their brand new album called Idir, which means between or amongst, reflecting the collaborations that went back and forth in the making of the album. So let's stay in the north and move down to the Atlantic shores one more time. Rosha Nanauran was an amazing lady from Arranmore Island off the coast of Donegal, and a great store of songs, mostly in Gaelica, but a few, including this one, in English. It's her version of the American ballad Lily of the West, sung, of course, by Mairead Ní Maoiniú and brought to the band by dairyman Dahi Sproul.
Just came down from Lover's Well, some pleasure there to find. A handsome girl from Michigan, so pleasing to my mind, with rosy cheeks and sparkles. Called her handsome Mary. The lily of the west, I courted her for many a day. Her love I thought to gain, but to she slighted me, which caused me grief and pain. She stole away my liberty and deprived
I was delighted to see the Bulgarian architect turned musician Kotorashki back in action with a live band this time in the shape of the Rain Dogs for his new album Demoni. I will admit, however, to waiting a little while to be won over on this release, although it is partly, I know, because I love the first great soundscape of Opahe, which married field recordings, real sounds and clubby sensibilities to such fantastic effect. The new album is out this week on Asphalt Tango. Before that was Altan from their new album The Poison Glen, a starkly beautiful place in their home turf of Donegal. And thinking on field recordings and archive singers like Roisin and Naudan, you can listen again for a few days yet to Colm Sand's fascinating programme over on Radio 4 on the first LP in Ireland. It follows the work of great collectors such as Seamus Ennis and Alan Lomax, which led to the first commercially available recordings of Irish traditional music, turning some trad songs eventually into standards. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and we'll be hearing more shortly from our session guests for tonight, who are London Balkan band Paprika. But before we do that, let's have one more new release, this time from the German Kram Discs label. It's an album that started out as a trip to Burkina Faso for Belgian indie bluesman Steph Camille Carlens. There he met singer Awa Demi and balafon player Mamadou Djabati Kibye, and the idea came together for a collaboration between them and his band back home, the Zeta Swan Group. And here, from Wait For Me, is one of the results. Alalon Mandi, God Is Hard To Know. the Zita Swan Group with Awademi and Mamadou Djibati Kibye from Burkina Faso. And that's from their new collaboration, Wait For Me. This is World on Three, where you're listening to Marianne Kennedy. And it's time to return to our session for this evening. London-based Balkan Joy from Paprika. And they carried on here with a Macedonian oro, Zletosko oro. Macedonian oro, Zlestosko oro from Paprika. We have Bogdan and Kalia and Vladimir with me here as the band play live in session for us here on World on Three. Now, we discussed a little bit earlier how you all come from far and wide. What happens when you are deciding on what music to play, what songs to play? Is it a democratic process, or does Bogdan think he's the boss, or do you let him think he's the boss?
we all suggest songs, you know, and sometimes you end up with like a sea of songs, you know, then you have to fish out like four or five to work on. So it's a bit it can be tedious process sometimes, you know, because some of them are just amazing, and then some of them are one after another, so which one to choose for? And then of course it comes in, you know, like a bit of variety. You look at the rhythms, you look at the harmonies, and you try to get as varied and as different as you can. So that's how we select them, you know.
Kalia, you mentioned there being quite a lot of common ground between your own Greek songs and music from the Balkans. Where exactly would the common ground be then?
Well, one place that we found it was in the repertoire itself, and we found a song that features on the album called Apoxeno Topo in Greek and Ruse Kose in Serbian, and there's also a Turkish version called Uskudar, and there are versions in the Middle East as well. So we found here an example of a melody that's common in all the areas that we're from, and yet there isn't an exact place of origin. No one knows where this melody came from. So it shows kind of the universal nature of music and the way that we can work with our different backgrounds.
Do certain songs and tunes end up having a different flavour because you're coming at it from the understanding of a different part geographically? Do the rhythms change subtly, or
I think that they usually stay in the similar rhythm, because there are a lot of songs in that area which are played in odd rhythms, like 11-16, like the Dlesto's score, yes, that we just heard, or 7-8, or 9-8, or 5-4. So you can't really change that. But sometimes, actually, there were a few examples when there were songs like which are played usually in 4-4, but we kind of want to play them in 7-8.
So we did.
Yes, we did. And sometimes there are some similar songs, so. We just can't choose which one to play, and then we make a medley. So most of our songs are medleys in the end.
Now, this last number that you're going to play in the session, it could have been made for me. I could be back home, look at my little Kubota tractor. And I'll be able to think about this now when I head back home to Scotland. Tell me about this last one and where this bonkers idea came from.
This is the latest edition, isn't it?
It's the latest edition and one of our favorites, really. It comes from Central Serbia, and it's one of our circle dances, which is called Kolo, which is similar to Oro in Macedonia or Bulgaria. And yeah, we love this tune so much. It has four sections, and I think it's going to be the audience's favorite as well.
Well, we make sure that the rhythm section is always, you know, goes like clockwork, and even the melody is actually quite repetitive, you know, and it's just like da 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 da, you know, so it goes on and on and on until it creates this illusion of going around and round, you know, like the wheels of a tractor goes round and round.
So this is Vorsprung durch Paprika.
Yes.
For tonight. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in to play for us.
Thank you for having us.
And this is Tractor.
Thank you.
That'll be the Doppler effect for the tractor then. Thanks again to Bogdan Vacarescu and the rest of Paprika. You can find out more about the band and all the details of tonight's music by heading for the Radio 3 website and following the links to this show. You can also hear Paprika live over the summer months, with appearances next at Le Cucumber in Battersea on the 24th of June and a cafe concert at the Royal Albert Hall on the 1st of July. Next week here on World on 3, my guest will be the young English folk star Jim Murray, who'll be showcasing songs from his brand new album, Skulk. This is World on 3 with Mary-Anne Kennedy, and I'm going to return now to a new release from the fab English label Fellside, who've been on the go for over 35 years now. Folk and trad as a speciality and a sideline in Bagpuss soundtracks, perfect for any child of the 70s. This, though, is the next new release, and it comes from box and percussion duo The Hut People, who are Sam Pert and Gary Hammond, pitting traditional English and Irish material against a huge range of international influences, from Cajun to Balinese, and in the case of the opening track, Shoes in Black, West Africa. Thank you. Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars back with a second album produced by Roots Reggae and Afrobeat guru Victor Axelrod. Radio Salon, radio having been a vital connection to news and music from close to home and far afield for the members of the band. And that was Taman Titi Mba Akala. How would they know that you have money? That's it for tonight. Thanks to everybody involved in the show and to the session, especially Paprika for coming in to play for us. I'm going to leave you with a Spanish-German combination that is Al-Andalus. Lambda Foch meets Estampi, with a focus on a medieval era of Iberian music when the three Abrahamic faiths coexisted in relative and intellectual harmony. This comes from their new live album recorded in Munich last year, and the song is Algernati. Good night.
Good morning from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night. 6 hours of music ahead of us, starting with another visit to the Chamber Music Festival, which takes place in the little town of Røros in Norway every winter. The concert this morning is of French music by Chausson, Debussy and César Franck. You could say that Chausson's style bridges the gap between the Romanticism of Franck and the Impressionism of Debussy. He loved the company of painters and writers, and it was a story by his friend Turgenev which inspired his poem about a violinist and a painter in love with the same woman. It was originally for violin orchestra, but it's performed here in the version for violin, piano and string quartet.